Hello.
Hello, is this the Penguin
Bookwriter.
Bookwriters?
Yes, you have the right number. How may I help you?
Yes, my name's Anthony Jones. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
It could be better. It could be better. My name is Anthony Jones. I'm actually currently working on a book, an autobiography. It's called Just a Kid. But besides that, I was calling because I went to the website and I was wondering if there was any way you guys can send me like some detailed information like through the mail.
I would love to do that. How about we start with your information? Let me make sure I know you and shoot me up with your email. Do you want to dictate it to me?
Well, I don't have it. Well, I currently don't have an email address, but I do have an address that you can send some information to.
We'd rather send you an email. I mean, mailing is not something that we're
Email?
very good at.
Okay. Let's. Okay. Actually, I do have. It is K, B as in boy, R, A, C as in cat, E as in Egypt, Y as in Yahoo. At hope, ESB.org.
Okay, that's KBRACEY at the rate hope, that's hopeesb.org.
Yes.
And may I have your full name, please?
Anthony Jones.
Anthony Jones. Okay, so Anthony, you said you have an autobiography. By the way, my name is Olivia. I'm a senior consultant myself. I just answered it because our receptionist was in the restroom. So if you want, I can assist you with this. I help publish and market books. So what process are you at right now? I mean, is the book completed or are you still
No,
writing
not
it?
so. I'm actually just starting it. I had wrote a book when I was 17 years old,
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm 32 now, but I was 17 when I wrote the book, when I wrote my first book. And Amazon wanted, the book publishing company wanted to publish it and everything, but I didn't think it was good enough, so I stopped everything completely. So
Okay.
now that I'm so I just got out of prison. I recently got out of prison, and I wanted to proceed into writing a book from scratch. So I'm starting all the way over from scratch.
Okay.
But I wanted to try to get some kind of, I've been kind of shopping as far as like what company would be a good fit or a good match. Like I said, it's called Just a Kid. It's a 3-part series. I'm planning to write two more after this one. This is supposed to, and the what motivated me to write a book like this was Dave Pelzer, the one that did The Child Called It, and the main name Dave. Dave Pelzer was, yeah, Dave Pelzer is who inspired me to write my book.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah, so I just wanted to, get some, more information before I try to find some help as far as, trying. I know it's
No,
like,
yeah, I
hey, you need to
understand.
write that, so, yeah.
I mean, you're doing a good thing. You're taking information before you're proceeding with something that you don't know, right? You wrote a book when you were 17, right? Back then, if you would have made a book that had flaws, even, it would have looked cute because you were 17. But obviously, now you're an adult. The expectation from an adult to write a book is always professional, right? To meet up all the standards and criteria. I'm not sure how professional you are with writing, but most of the people right now who are first-time writers take assistance from my company for ghostwriting. By ghostwriting, I do not mean that they tend to just steal your story and just write it on their own words. No. There's going to be a writer who will have at least 4 to 5 years' experience on the same genre that you're working on to assist you with what you're doing. By assistance, I mean they're going to help you with how can you write it in a better way.
Hello?
I'm here. Could you just give me a second? Thank you. Yep, I'm here. So, by assistance, I also mean that they're going to write the book for you in your own tone. By tone, I mean that they're going to connect on calls with you, hear your story, let you know what can be a potential outline for this book, how many chapters can we do within. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Do you think that type of an assistance can be a good fit for you?
Yeah, it might be. It might. I mean, it doesn't hurt to, you know, to give it a, you know, to give it a try. It doesn't hurt.
That's perfect. I mean, you're open to interpretation and working. That's amazing. A lot of people are not. They'd be like very sentimentally attached towards this story. They'd be like, I'm not going to tell my story to anyone. But how exactly do you think somebody would assist you if you don't open up, right? So I love clients like you who are open towards suggestions. I have your email address in front of me. Can you also tell me the best number to reach you so I can text you?
Well, I don't have a so it is well, I can be reached at
574-235-4150. Okay.
Extension 244.
244. Okay. Is that like a business line?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you have a direct number so I can text you from my direct number?
I do not.
Oh.
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Not a problem. I have your email address. I have your business number. Let me give you some information to introduce you towards ghostwriting, okay? Since you're at a very starting phase of your process, I mean, you're just writing everything from scratch. If you feel like after reading my information you can use some assistance like that, feel free to get back to me and I'll be able to get you the best writer possible, okay?
Okay, okay.
That's amazing. Anything I can do for you right now?
No, ma'am.
Oh, my name is Olivia. You can call me Olivia.
Okay.
That's perfect. Anthony, right?
Yes.
Okay, Anthony, I'm going to look forward to your responses. Expect an email from me within the next 10, 15 minutes, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Goodbye.